Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Haiti's transitional presidential council awaits approval to lead the nation out of total upheaval. Then, Spoken Worldwide cares for its gospel partners who are facing both danger and displacement. We'll tell you a little bit more about what's happening and how they're responding in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Haiti, where leaders are finalizing a deal for a temporary government, establishing a 9-member council that'll pave the way for presidential elections by early 2026. But the details have to be approved by the outgoing authorities before the council can act. Meanwhile, rulers in Port-au-Prince extended a state of emergency till May 3rd. Partners in Haiti tell Helen Williams of World Missionary Press,
"The entire country is pretty much shut down. Prices on everything from food to gasoline are climbing. Food is becoming increasingly scarce. No one is working because of the violence."
One partner shut down its offices in the capital, but staff continue to help vulnerable kids in their neighborhoods.
"It is an unbelievably dangerous area, and yet these children are still coming when they can. The ministry is still working. They're going to keep on helping the kids to know God."
A 40-foot container from World Missionary Press was being discharged from customs in early January when the fighting broke out in the capital city. 4 months later, it's still in customs.
"You can't get it cleared, and you can't get it from the port to the location where it's going to be housed and used."
Pray for an immediate end to the gang wars and violence in Haiti. Pray that Christians can somehow get the WMP container out of customs so they can distribute and use the material inside. In other news, Ukraine and Russia blame each other for drone attacks on Sunday targeting Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Meanwhile, House Republicans threaten to oust Speaker Mike Johnson unless he includes U.S. border security measures in a Ukraine aid package passed by the Senate. Now, bickering in the U.S. Congress does little to ease Ukrainian fears as President Zelensky warns of diminishing supplies. Slava Gospel Association's Eric Mock says,
"From the perspective of your average Ukrainian citizen, it's a sense of anxiety, futility, frustration. They hear the air raid sirens almost every night. This war has become normal. I've even seen aid workers during an artillery assault, and you can hear the explosions in the background, and they don't even flinch."
Ukrainians may be used to war, but they still want it to end. Over 500,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed or injured in the past 2 years, and yet hope remains.
"In the middle of the war, Ukraine is still the Bible Belt. Churches are growing. Aid centers are becoming churches. Communities that have been born to the gospel are coming to faith. That's why SGA has been unwavering in serving churches to raise up future leaders."
Ask God to raise up more gospel workers during this difficult time of war. And then for many Christians in the world today, survival sometimes has to put ministry on hold. Spoken Worldwide's oral Bible translation teams in Sudan, Myanmar, and Nigeria have felt this challenge keenly.
"All these places are where there's high probability of persecution, logistical challenges, whether, you know, in Myanmar, for example, the internet has been shut down by the government. In Nigeria, where you've got kidnappings and you've got uncertainty and fear."
That's Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide. The war in Sudan has displaced millions, and Weaver says their U.S.-based staff is working on how best to support their partners whose hearts are still to share the gospel. But it's a time of danger and displacement that calls for wisdom.
"We can, as Westerners, kind of dissociate from the risk and say, well, we've got a project to accomplish. Or we can come at this and with a very compassionate heart and say, look, you've got to take care of your family, and we have work to do. How do we get it done?"
As ministry projects are put on hold, everyone involved needs patience and compassion to care for each other and wait on God to lead. Would you join us in praying for these brothers and sisters who are caught in unrest? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.